Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we have Kathy Kester with Indianola Parks and Rec to talk about the costume and parade party this Saturday.
Children's costume party and parade is coming up this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is the 20th year that we're going to be having the costume party and parade on the square in Indianola. And we have been so thankful to the Warren County Courthouse to let us be out on their lawn. And it's just a wonderful time. Kids of all ages are invited to come. We see whole families dressed in costumes, and it's just so much fun. We might see them from The Wizard of Oz or The Incredibles or things like that. So we invite everybody to come up in costume. They'll be able to trick-or-treat at the businesses around the square, and those merchants get all dressed up too. It's just so much fun. We will have on the courthouse lawn, we will have all kinds of activities. We will have princesses from the Little Princess Party will be there, and the Iowa League of Heroes will be there. You can get your pictures taken with them. We also have Tim McConnell, who is going to be there just taking posed pictures of you in your costumes, and they always turn out so great. Pizza Ranch is going to be serving pizza, dessert pizza. There's a pumpkin beanbag toss. Body Canvas is going to be giving you Halloween tattoos. Well, they're removable. They're not the the permanent ones. We've got a Wicked Witch ring toss. We've got Taco John's is going to be there with an activity and a snack. The YMCA is going to be there doing crafts. We'll have bounce houses. There's going to be a rock wall and a big inflatable slide. We've got mini golf. Zounds the Clown will be there. One of my favorite things to see is the Pumpkin Patch Pick. And that is for boys and girls ages 2 through 5. And we say, ready, set, go. And they get to go ahead and pluck little lollipops out of the ground and pick their pumpkins. And they have such a good time with that. It's just, oh, and I forgot, the train rides. The Community First Credit Union is going to be there with their train, and that is so popular. I've seen adults riding that train. And we've got the Parks and Rec Hayrack there for hayrack rides. So you're going to have so much to do. All the fun starts at 10 o'clock. You'll want to register at 10 a.m., between 10 a.m. and 11:15, because at 11:15, that's when we gather and start judging the costumes. And we have got Bob's Custom Trophies is providing really cool trophies for the winners of those costume contests. And we've got the scariest costume, or you might want to try for the cutest costume or the most creative costume. And we've divided them up into 3 and under and 4 to 6 year olds and 7 to 10 year olds. So the winners could win cool trophies from Bob's Custom Trophies.
All right, and it's also not just for the kids and the families as well. There's also some pooches going to be involved. What all goes along with the doggy parade?
So, yes, we've got a doggy costume contest as well. And, oh, I think one of my favorites I saw one year was a Great Dane dressed in a pink tutu. She was a beautiful ballerina. I think she might have gotten first prize. But we have a dog costume contest, and you'll want to register right away at 10 because the judging starts at 10:15. And we've got some wonderful prizes from our area vet clinics. There's a huge basket full of goodies. There's a great big bag full of dog food and some other really fun chew toys and things available for our top three doggies. So they'll be judged at 10:15, and then the pooch parade will start at 10:30, and they will parade around the square, and everybody will ooh and ah over all of their costumes.
20 years in, I'm assuming at some point there's going to be kids who participated in this, bringing their own kids. It's just a great feeling to be 20 years in, and it's a great tradition.
It certainly is. Yes, I've got friends, and actually my daughter would be one of those. Yes.
Perfect. And one final time, when should people show up? Who's all invited? And what should people expect?
So the fun starts at 10 a.m., and that's on the Warren County Courthouse lawn in Indianola. And just everybody should come. Moms and dads should bring their kids, and everybody should wear a costume and expect to have a great time.
Thanks to Kathy Kester for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.